Here they go down the middle. Eagles, McInnes, hand pass off, Shuey, got a player streaming forward all alone, it's Hill, this'll hurt, Hill walks in, dribbles one through, easy as you like.
Easy as you like, it's what Freo do, they just score easy goals, particularly in the first half of games. It's what they do. Tim Gossage's been watching the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Football Club play for many, many years. He's seen them up close, and he's with us as our correspondent around the grounds in Perth today. G'day, Sausage.
G'day, Arf. Just confirming one thing, that Bernie Vince was shearing a sheep today. Is that correct?
My understanding was there may have been some shearing action from Bernie.
Okay. Well, I've just spoken to Fremantle, and they said no dramas. They will play in Ugg boots on the weekend when they travel across.
We'll be dying.
They're happy to play in Uggies. Yep.
We'll be dying if we get feet all day long.
Yeah,
just trying to see some more sheep.
Yeah, no, they're ready to go. Fremantle, they'll be wearing Ugg boots against Melbourne, and probably still win because they are very good, very, very, very good.
Well, they are, but they've got to come to the MCG.
Please.
Well,
Daniel,
Melbourne,
Lee,
have shown a bit this year.
Yep, not disputing that. It's great. I love seeing Melbourne up and about. They've got some young talent, but they are conservative. 8 goals behind Fremantle.
Oh, well, I would think Fremantle would go into this heavy favourites. They've been the best team in the competition so far.
Eight goals behind. We know Fremantle are going to be favoured, Daniel, but I'm talking before they even go onto the ground, albeit the scores are level and everyone will ring up and say, what a stupid thing to say, and that's cool. It comes with the territory when I'm on the segment.
Yes.
But they will start and probably finish 8 goals in front conservatively.
Well, they definitely won't start 8 goals in front, but they may in fact finish. Tell me, will Hayden Ballantyne be one of the ones scoring those goals for Freo?
Well, yeah. He copped his 2 weeks and they dodged a couple of bullets without him, and he'll be a walk-up straight back into that lineup, and then they've got to find someone to go out. Got a few blokes pressing up, but Ross doesn't give games for charity, so it'll be the one change. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of that lineup. Very hard to see. I think they'll want to play Mzungu. He came on as a sub last week, but there's the same old suspects. He'll probably, in danger, but he'll be a walk-up. And, if he can get 2 or 3, then he's done his job.
So straight back in Hayden Ballantyne. That's good. Like to see him playing footy. Alex Silvani won't be playing for a little while, though. More hamstring surgery.
Yeah, over in Melbourne, heading to Melbourne to have that done over there to sort of reattach it all. And he just had a wretched run for a couple of years. And when opportunity has come for him, he's been injured. So, the question will be asked down the track. Do they persist with him because he's forever injured, unfortunately? And they need him. They need some backup sort of key position support. They've got Zach Dawson, who's just resumed full training. Had a bit of a groin injury, probably 2 or 3 weeks away. I reckon they'll have a run in the waffle. You've got McFarlane, you've got Johnson, and that Silvani's your sort of fourth key defender. He's not all that big, but he plays big. So, they would love to have him in their stocks, but unfortunately, you doubt whether he'll get to the start line at any stage this year. But maybe come finals time, if an opportunity is afforded to him, he'll step in. But you'd say he'd be limited minutes at all, and his time at Freo is starting to stretch.
What about Anthony Morabito, speaking of wretched runs?
Yeah. I think there's more surgery in the offing, which is not good. Mm. Some speculation, there was the word retirement mentioned, but I think they'll give this next bout of surgery a go and see what happens. But he's going to could very well be one of those untapped talents that doesn't get to the start line too often, a la, dare I say it from a long time ago, maybe a Lee Walker, who we all knew how good they were, but unfortunately dogged by injury.
All right, well, they come to town to tackle the D's at the MCG on Sunday, the early game on Sunday, so we'll see how that unfolds. What about the Eagles?
Yeah.
They're at home, they've got GWS, a rampaging GWS at the moment.
Yeah, very much so. Average losing margin GWS to West Coast in 3 games, 97 points. But I don't think that will be the margin.
Right.
Yeah, 97 points. Only dealing facts. Enough. And they are arriving, what time is it? 3 hours' time here in the West. A couple of the boys came over early. Of course, McCarthy, who's everyone's got a bit of rap on, and Canelio, who's the West Aussie boy, so they came in last night. They'll have a bit of a training run tomorrow. But, yeah, you've got to like their chances in regards to at least getting close. And, if they do everything right, it could be an upset in the offing. West Coast were pretty average against Brisbane last week, albeit they won easily with 53-odd points. But skill level was poor. And I don't think you can afford to make massive skill errors against a team like GWS anymore, because I think they're up and about and they're a different team and they protect the ball a lot better than they have in the years past.
Well, shall we be playing after he hurt his ankle last week?
Can I just declare my hand right here? Ran into the old Luke Shuey this morning at my local, getting a cafe au lait. He was just having a small bite of breakfast. Forgot to ask him.
You forgot to ask him?
He didn't even think about the sore foot, and I think he appreciated the fact that we talked about everything else, but... So, had the opportunity, didn't take it, so...
This is not ideal for halftime listeners.
No. Very, 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 very poor, and deserve six of the best, I reckon.
Well, I'll be expecting some more quality when you call that game West Coast and GWS with Brad Jakovich this weekend, Goss.
Yeah, no, me and Jacko on fire, we will be. Fantastic. I'll slow it down for him.
You're a generous individual. Tim Gossage with us around the grounds in Perth on Halftime.